Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Deb Calvert back on the show. Deb is a great member of our Brain Trust. She's certified executive and sales coach. She's a certified master of leadership challenge and instructor of sales development principles at UC Berkeley. Author of a couple of important books on selling, Discover Questions, Get You Connected. Also, Stop Selling and Start Leading. That's one of my favorite new books. And she's our good friend, Deb Calvert. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you. Thank you for having me back. Speaking of favorite new books, I'm loving The Third Ingredient.
Oh,
thanks for putting that out there.
Thank you. Yeah, that's my new book. Yeah, I haven't really talked to you, believe it or not, I haven't talked a lot about it on the show. We've been kind of just getting it out to thought leaders like yourself, but thank you for that. We'll be spending more time with it on the air here in time. So Deb, I'm really proud of your new book, Stop Selling and Start Leading: How to Make Extraordinary Sales Happen. I'm a grizzled old salesman. I've been around many decades. I learned how to sell when people were selling like they did 1,000 years ago, and we've made a lot of changes since then. And selling, dealing with customers face-to-face, closing them, loving them up, getting them to love us, those things haven't changed all that much. But getting them to let you see them face-to-face has changed a lot, hasn't it?
It has, because they have options, and they're fatigued of certain selling tactics. So they resist us until they're ready to make a purchase and top price.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they do. There was a time when, as a professional salesman, Deb, a whole lot of my work was qualifying the customer. In other words, they expected me to say, "I don't think you're a prospect for us," or "Yes, I think we can do business. Let's move forward." They expected me to kind of come up with that. Today, their customers are doing it themselves, aren't they?
Yeah, they're qualifying themselves, or maybe I should say they're trying to qualify themselves. They don't always know the nuances and differences
that
sellers' expertise could bring them.
Mm-hmm. So that requires, though, that you focus your persistence, right? We used to have persistence all during the process, but today your persistence and your perseverance really has to be front-loaded, doesn't it?
It does, but I think those are two different things, and that's a huge misunderstanding. You know what happens? I do a lot of coaching in the field with salespeople, and I'm hearing from salespeople more than ever, "I don't want to seem pushy." Mm-hmm. You ever heard a salesperson say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But it's a feeling, right? It's a legitimate feeling, so we can't dismiss it and say, "Well, that's just not a good salesperson." So I've been paying attention to that and probing that with salespeople. But then something else happened. We did this research for the book Stop Selling and Start Leading, and we had over 500 stories from sellers we collected, and we had also done a panel survey, a Qualtrics panel study, with 530 buyers. And there was a huge disconnect. And the disconnect went like this. So buyers told us the behaviors they want to see in salespeople, the behaviors that cause them to want to meet with and buy from certain salespeople. We had that body of work over here. And then over there, we had these seller stories. And as I read through them, over three-quarters of those stories, the sellers who made extraordinary sales, they attributed their success to one thing. And that one thing was their persistence.
Hmm.
So then I went back to the buyer information, and not one single time, not one, did a buyer even use the word persistence, let alone say, "I want to buy from persistent salespeople."
Mm-hmm.
So I had to figure out this disconnect. What do those two things mean together? So to me, the difference in not feeling pushy and in being able to be someone that your buyers want to do business with is about being persevering versus persisting. So that they sound like synonyms, but they're actually not.
So perseverance means you just stick with it, but persistent means you might be a little bit, you might, that could cross the line into being annoying and not getting the message. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so persistence is like a buzzing fly, like when you're sitting out on the porch on a warm summer evening,
right,
and that fly is buzzing around your head. It's persisting. It's the same thing over and over and over again. You can't make it go away. It's a nuisance.
Right.
So in selling, that's like when you call up and say, hey, just checking in, but you bring no new value.
But you know what? Here's what's interesting. I'm old enough to remember a time when persistence actually did work. I agree with you. It's not that way anymore, but I remember a time when it did work. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with our good friend Deb Calvert. Her new book is called Stop Selling and Start Leading. That's the book she co-authored with James Cousies and Barry Posner. Quick break. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.